Welcome to the Davenport Cleaners Halftime Show on KSCJ. Here's your host, Brian Vakulskas.
My guest is Sarah Gelman. She's the director of Amazon Books Editorial, and Amazon has released its new list of the best books of 2019. The top 10 list is out. Sarah, after I got this list, I looked through it, and I've read two of them, which isn't bad, and my reading is sort of limited by what my interview schedule is, but The Testaments, Margaret Atwood, topped the list. Why?
Why not? So, Margaret Atwood, she's a really prolific Canadian writer, and she wrote a book called The Handmaid's Tale 35 years ago, and it was a big book at the time, but recently turned into a Hulu series, and I think that's how most people know the book. And it just became incredibly popular again and really struck a note with people right now. And so The Testaments is a sequel to The Handmaid's Tale, and it's beautifully written. It has a plot that just, like, compulsively moves forward, and it spoke to the time that we're in right now. So it sort of was a no-brainer. Like, it was a publishing moment. It was like the book of the year, all in capital letters. So for us, that was really obvious choice for number one.
When you put this list together, what is the criteria to become a member of this list?
So we have a team at Amazon that is basically reading books and curating them for customers. And it is a little bit of our taste. We all have background in publishing or bookselling. And so we are uniquely qualified, but it's a little bit of our taste, but we're also picking books that we think that customers will love. And so we know customers love mysteries and thrillers, for instance, and we want to put together a little bit for everyone. So we're reading throughout the year. We put together the best books of the month every month, and then at the end of the year, we look at all those books, and we actually compile a top 100 list. So it's our top 100 books of the year, and then we have a bunch of different categories, everything from mystery and thriller to romance to cookbooks, and we do top 20 lists within all of those categories. So it's really, we're looking at genre, and then we're also looking across, like, every single book. And there's really, if you even look at the top 10, it's pretty eclectic. I mean, between The Testaments, which is literary fiction, to Wild Game, which is an amazing memoir by Adrienne Brodeur. And then there's a book called They Called Us Enemy, which is a graphic novel by George Takei, who most people know from Star Trek. So it's a very diverse list.
And there's also nonfiction on here as well. But another book that stuck out to me is The Nickel Boys. I read Colson Whitehead's book this summer, and I found it an incredibly hard book to read, not because of the literary style or anything, but because of the content subject matter. Did you find that same thing when you read it?
Yeah, I think it is hard to read, but sometimes we have to read those things to understand our world. So the book, for those that haven't read it, is about a reformatory school during the Jim Crow era in the South, and it's actually based on a real school that was in Florida. And the boys were sent there and basically abused. That's putting it mildly. And so the Nickel Boys tells the story of these two boys that sort of became an unlikely pair of friends and what happens to them. And it skips across time periods. It has little twists in it. And, yeah, I found it, it's very sad. I have two little boys myself, and I found it hard to, I always think it's hard to read things when bad things happen to children. But I also feel like it's important to read things like that. The George Takei book that I mentioned, They Called Us Enemy, is the same kind of book. It's about his experience as a child being moved into a Japanese internment camp in the U.S. during World War II. And it's told through the eyes of a child, and it moves forward to when he's an adult. But you see these things that, he thought it was really fun to take a train to these camps, and you see his parents and the fear in their eyes. So, sometimes good books are hard to read, but there are also light books on the list, too. So there's a little something for everyone.
Well, the thing I thought was interesting about The Nickel Boys, that book couldn't have been 200 and some pages long. I remember it was a very quick read for me, and that's rare for a Colson Whitehead.
Yeah, well, I think there's something about, like, the more important things are the words that you take out. So it was a very spare book. It's not very long, it's definitely powerful. I think the fact that you read it this summer and it's still staying with you, like, that to me is what makes a best book.
Another book that I love when a debut novelist knocks one out of the park, The Silent Patient, just an incredible psychological thriller.
yeah. I mean, that one was so fun. So we read that one, gosh, I want to say mid last year, so, you know, 2018. And we read an early copy, and very early on, someone from the team named Chris said, this is going to be the thriller of 2019. And he kind of, like, put a stake in the ground, and he was totally right. It's just, it's an amazing book. It's creepy. It has the twist. I just felt like it was really fresh. It's, yeah, this is, if you have anyone in your life that likes mysteries and thrillers, this is definitely one to get them. And we also have, I should mention, category lists. So we have a mystery, thriller, and suspense list that has the top 20 picks just in that category. And we have a top 20 list of cookbooks and children's books and science fiction. So a lot of different category lists, too, if the top 20 list isn't your thing.
You must find this, that when you read a new thriller, that a lot of thrillers seem to follow the same pattern, and it's really hard to stand out and to do something that nobody else has done. And The Silent Patient really accomplished that.
Yeah, I'm not a thriller author, and there's a reason why. I am in awe of people that can put that sort of story together. But I think that, you know, every couple years there's sort of one of these books that really stands out. One of the most fun pieces of our job is that we read ahead in time too. And so we're now reading for our January best of list. And there's a thriller, I will say, on that list that I'm like, this is something that I'm very excited about. So there's more to come, too. It's not just the good books don't end at 2019. Don't worry.
Could you do your job without reading as much as you do?
Probably not, and I wouldn't want to. I like to be able to talk about books with people and know what I'm talking about. And, I mean, that's our job, and we all love reading. So it's, I mean, does it feel like a job? A lot of the time it doesn't. But... you know, this is a passion, and we want to find books that are resonating with readers. And, you know, I think people that are readers don't understand why people, you know, have trouble reading more. And so we're just helping cull. There's so many books out there, and basically put together a list of what we think readers should look at.
When you read your books for this, and, you know, sometimes there's some pull quotes from the different books that you'll remember, and you'll remember quotes. Do you make notes in the margins? Do you take notes as you read? Are you that type of reader?
It depends what I'm reading for, actually. So if I am reading to interview an author, we have a blog that is amazonbookreview.com where we do a lot of interviews. I will always take notes. You know, I'll occasionally write in the book, but more often I do sort of like post-its on the side. I also read on my Kindle, so I'll highlight on my Kindle. But I will underline things. I forget what I was reading the other day, and I was just like, there were so many things I wanted to underline. And I was thinking, often I'll pass the book on to someone after I've read it, and I was like, they're going to know exactly what I was thinking when I was reading this book.
When you have these books that come in, and there's obviously too many books that you could possibly read, how do you ferret out what you're going to focus your attention on?
So a couple of different ways. One is, we look for signals from publishers. They're just really great partners with us, and they know what all of us like to read, basically. So they might flag a book and say, hey, Sarah, I think you would love this one because you loved this book, or I just think, you know, this is a book you should read. But also, we do get sent a lot of books, and we're looking through, and we all have genres that we personally love and specialize in. So I mentioned someone on the team specializes in mysteries and thrillers. And so they might be more drawn to those books than other people. Someone who loves, very specialized, like books about the mafia. And, you know, we'll read anything that has to do with the mafia. Someone who specializes in children's books, so she's mostly looking at the children's books. But, you know, I'll also look at them because I have kids. So I feel like I want to look and see, like, would my kids like this? And so we all sort of have these specialties, and then there are books that we look at and say, you know, should someone be looking at this? Is anyone looking at it? And if not, you know, who wants to take a look?
All right. You can go to the website, amazon.com/bestbooks2019, to check out this full list. Sarah Gelman, Director of Amazon Books Editorial, thanks so much for such an enlightening discussion.
Thank you so much.
And we'll be back with more high school basketball right here on KSCJ.